Yeah, really hard fought wins. Real happy with the outcome, especially with the games being squeezed so tight. Haynes being an excellent team, and just the way our guys battled and played together both games.
Your defense is holding up pretty well this season.
Yeah, it is. That's keeping us in most games. And then when our offensive end starts to roll, we're able to get out and take a lead and stretch a little bit. On Saturday, I think Haynes had 31 points going into the fourth quarter, and then had an excellent fourth quarter. I think he scored 20-something points. But up to that point, our half-court defense was very strong. And then on Sunday was just kind of a defensive battle back and forth, with both teams working hard to get any points.
And balanced scoring on offense, huh?
Yeah, once again, different guys stepping up and making plays. Real happy with the way we're sharing the basketball. Makes it hard. We're hard to guard when that happens. We can go to multiple people. And not only the guys that are the leading scorers, but what we're getting is contributions from, you know, that fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh leading scorer for us has been super important, because it's 7 points, 6 points, 6 points, and 5 points, whatever it is. And that's really, you know, it's easy to take a game where you might score in the 40s to, you know, in the high 50s when that happens, when we get contributions from six, seven guys instead of just three or four.
I know you got another hard test coming up, Metlakatla.
Yeah, one end of Southeast to the other. They've done extremely well the last three, 4 years. Four guys back off of last year's runner-up team, state runner-up team. Long and athletic, and Coach Donato does a great job of playing the tempo that he wants to, and so another great test. Knowing that, we knew that, you know, coming off of Christmas break, that this would really tell us where we're at. I guess we passed the first test. We'll see, but it happens this weekend.
Anything else from last weekend, or what's coming up?
On Saturday, we got a little unraveled in the fourth quarter. When we came back Sunday, the game was a 1-2 possession game the whole way, and we lost the lead in the fourth quarter twice. We were able to regain the lead, and then at the end of the game, it was under 20 seconds, either 17 or 14. Haynes had one team foul, so we had the ball, and they were trying to stop the clock, so they kept fouling repeatedly. And we had to inbound the ball six times, which is extremely difficult to do in the half-court set with as much pressure as they were doing on it. We really held our composure and were successful in keeping the ball to the end when they didn't have really a shot to tie it. So